This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, top stories of the day. A little NBA news here. The Milwaukee Bucks are finalizing a deal to hire Taylor Jenkins as the new head coach, according to ESPN. He was a Bucks assistant under Mike Budenholzer in 18 and 19. He went 250 and 214 as the winningest coach in Memphis Grizzlies history and made three playoff appearances across six seasons. So the Bucks have their new guy. Taylor Jenkins, a good coach. Very good coach. So seems like that was the right move for Milwaukee. We'll see how Giannis Antetokounmpo, what he thinks about that. The Los Angeles Rams, Michael, selected quarterback Ty Simpson with the number 13 pick in the NFL draft. I was very curious to see if Ty Simpson would actually crack the first round. Not only did he crack the first round, he cracked the top 50. Now, Sean McVay and the Rams are still publicly saying, no, it's obviously Matt Stafford's team. Coach Sean McVay made it very clear this is Matthew's team. Mike, I don't know if you saw, again, clips can be misleading. There's a lot of clips on X, online. And McVay doesn't seem like through the moon excited. He was talking on the phone with Ty Simpson, and Ty gets the phone from the GM, hands it to Sean, and Ty says, hey, coach, excited, what an honor, let's go make history. And McVay's like, yeah, okay, well, you just have a nice night. And didn't really talk much in the press conference about Ty Simpson. I don't know. But then again, McVay said he's a stud, he's always first class in every sense of the word, he's great. But there are people that believe that maybe McVay's not as pumped about this pick, but you had to get a quarterback at some point. Stafford's not going to play forever, Michael.
Does he have his own Diana Rossini issue going on? Is he a little distracted?
Oh, come on. Are we going to do this about every coach? Are you serious? Sean McVay? Come on,
there are 31
Mike.
Coaches out there to make fun of.
Why do we got to do that? We don't need to be those people. We don't need to be those trolls.
You don't need to.
We don't need to be a troll, Michael.
Looked at the way my body is shaped. I am shaped like a troll.
We don't need to be a troll. There's no reason to be a troll. You know, can't we just... It was a Mike Vrabel isolated story, and it's a really unfortunate story, and they both kind of seem like they're sleaze buckets at this point. We're not going to just assume that all the other coaches do the same thing.
Well, some of those coaches don't seem like sleaze buckets, and the Rams coach doesn't seem like one of those. I don't know why you would pick someone and not warn the coach, like, hey,
well,
these are the guys
know.
We want to pick?
I don't know. I mean, that's all just conjecture at this point. I don't know for sure. Like, it's a possibility that Sean McVay is 100% good with it. It's just from the videos I was watching and the reaction, it just didn't seem like, you know, like Big Hub says, they have Stetson Bennett. You know, I think McVay even said that. Like, no, he's going to be competing he's not going to be competing with Matt. He's going to be competing with Stetson Bennett. And that will be the competition. Big Hub saying, yeah, I know a lot of Rams fans that were not entirely crazy about this move. I'm shocked he went in the first round. Aren't you? Did we really think Ty Simpson was a first round guy?
I mean, I was. There are a lot of people out there who are thinking there's one good quarterback in the first round. This is a desert of quarterbacks in this draft. 2 years ago, we had an oasis of quarterbacks. This year, the exact opposite.
Well, it's kind of like we talked about. It's part of the reason why I think the draft wasn't as exciting, you know, going into the... Obviously, for us locally, the Broncos didn't have a first-round pick. Well, their first-round pick was Jaylen Waddle. We'll just say that the Broncos, with their first pick in the 2026 draft, selected Jaylen Waddle. He's just a very old rookie. But I don't think anybody's upset with that. I don't think so. I think we're all pretty pumped about it. So for the Broncos, they're back in. They will be in the draft today. They will be involved. Michael, you said they won't draft a quarterback. Could they draft a late quarterback? Because are they happy with their backup situation? Well, I mean, Bo's the guy of the future, but there are plenty of people that will say you should draft a quarterback every year.
Yeah, and those people are idiots.
Yeah, I don't agree. I don't agree with drafting a quarterback every year.
Look, you have needs. Quarterback is not your need. Now, I'm one of those guys that says draft an offensive lineman every year.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need an offensive lineman?
No, but you should always have depth at that position.
I mean, I'm okay with more depth at that position. I think you need a linebacker. I think you need wide receiver. I think you need tight end. Do you need wide receiver? Probably not.
Do you think tight end Eli Stowers is going to be there? He's the best tight end available now. Well, obviously, because Kenyon Sadiq went to – where did he go? He went to the Jets because the Jets traded for that pick from the Colts, and they got him at 16. So obviously Denver would have had to move and figure out and work some magic if they were really interested in that guy to get all the way into the first round and then move up into the top, almost top 15. That would have been a task. You have to give up a lot of cheese for that, Michael.
Do you think the Broncos can capture him in the web?
What?
Offensive coordinator. Do you think the Broncos are going to use him? Like, you get a tight end.
Eli Stowers?
And is he going to be used?
Is that what you're asking me? Do you think Eli Stowers, who's not really known for his blocking prowess, he would be more like a receiving, like the definition of a receiving tight end? I think even though they got Ingram last year and they re-signed all their other guys, I still think that's a key position to draft. I think running back is still a key position to draft. The best available for running backs is Mike Washington out of is out of Arkansas. I'm trying to see anybody. Yeah, Emmett Johnson out of Nebraska. Isai Chris is asking about who I think I'm looking at right now. Adam Randall. Isn't that the Clemson running back? And he's like a joker, is what Isai Chris is saying. Yeah, I mean,
we already have like seven jokers.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that could potentially be jokers. Three of them, right? Mims, RJ, Ingram, allegedly. Three guys on the roster that we all kind of thought might be a jokery type of player.
If we don't get like a real joker, if one of those guys isn't a joker next year,
right.
Broncos need to sign Mark Hamill.
Randall was a receiver, so he can play receiver, and then he made a switch to running back in 2025. So I guess if you are talking about a joker position, that's a guy who's literally, officially done it all, and that is the definition of the joker, a guy that can do everything, can catch, can run routes for you like a receiver if need be, line up in different areas of the field, run the ball, be able to block,
and if
just
the quarterback
be a Swiss Army
an exception,
knife.
Maybe he can tackle.
I don't think you're drafting offensive players to try to tackle, assuming your quarterback's going to throw interceptions. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So we do know the Mike Vrabel story, Mike. That's been a crazy one, right? He will not be available tomorrow for the Patriots because he is going to take some time away. He said his family needs him. Mike, I'm looking smarter on this whole question I asked you the other day by the hour when I said, do you think this will impact his job? Will this impact him from being a better head coach? Not being there for the draft is... pretty significant. I mean, for the day, even day three, Mike. I mean, we all say the draft's important, all of it. Coaches will tell you it's not just the first round, except for Sean McVay. It's not just the first round. It's every round. It's every part about it, and there's plenty of guys that you can get late in rounds that turn out to be pretty damn good players for your football team.
If there's any franchise who knows about late-round picks, it's Broncos and the Patriots.
And the Patriots, and their coach isn't going to be there for late-round picks for day three. I was listening. I saw a clip from Jim Rome. I like Jim Rome.
You like Jim Rome.
I do like Jim Rome. And he said, great. Good for you. You're seeking counseling. Don't announce it. Just go. But, Mike, the pushback on that is if he wasn't around at all day three, wouldn't we be freaking out a little bit about that?
Yes, we would.
You'd be asking questions like, where is he?
Did he get fired? Is he currently being fired?
And here's another question. Mike, every post the Patriots put out about the draft last night, I would say more than 90% of the comments that I'm one of those. I had to go look. Nobody's commenting on their draft. It's all jokes. It's all innuendo. And don't you think that, I mean, will that go away? This story is much worse than a resort, adults only resort photo of a one-time thing. This has been going on for a long time, and I'm not gonna, like, they've been dating, those pictures that came out
were been very friendly,
were 6 years ago. She has a child. I think she has two little ones. One of them is four, Michael. Now, I'm not playing that game. I've said it off the air. I don't want to. You guys know what I mean. And you know what the kid's name is? I don't even want to say it. You know what the kid's name is? You know what his name is, Mike?
Micah.
Michael. I'm sorry, but the Stones.
I certainly hope Dad picked that name.
I'm guessing. I'm watching videos of Russini and Mike Vrabel talk a couple years ago, maybe even two off seasons ago, and they're talking about his wife. Like, oh, can your wife beat you in ping pong? While they're, like, during this thing that they're having, and they're just casually talking about a fun thing between him and his wife. It's honestly, Mike, the more I see it, the more disgusted I get by it. This isn't just an adults-only resort photo, one-time thing we saw. They were carrying this out in public for several years. In public. There's photos dropping by the hour. And Vrabel goes on Twitter and says this is laughable. And Russini, who has deleted her Twitter account. She removed her. She had 500,000 followers, Michael. And she removed her account. She knows it's over. Her career in this field is over. And her statement on the fact that she was going to resign, it's a lie if this is all true. And Mike Vrabel's comments certainly make it sound like there was something going on. And yes, Faith, I know. The rumors have been swirling. But even if, like, let's just remove that for a minute about the kid thing. You're allegedly cheating on your husband with a man named Mike 6 years ago. And you name your kid Michael? Dude.
You named your producer Michael.
That is... I didn't name you. It's just your name. Mike. I'm not your dad. I didn't name you. It's just your name, Mike. You have many names. There's Michael, there's Mike, there's Micah.
There's Michael Kirkpatrick, the
469th.
467th. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
3967, they're both numbers.
That's bad. Yeah, Eastside Chris. Damn you. Eastside Chris, apparently there's pictures of Vrabel and a gal kissing from earlier. You mean Rossini? Or is there a different gal? Or you give me crap again because we had people listening to half the segment yesterday and then were texting in. Did you see all the new pictures?
We're not going to say who it is, Tanner.
It's what we were talking about. Go Pokes. Yeah, this is why I didn't want to go there, because I knew the hooligans would go there. I don't want to bring a kid into it. Like this sucks. It sucks so bad. It's a bad deal, Mike. Can I, like, when you first saw the stories, when I first saw the pictures, I was like, that's not good. Oh, Diana Russini, she's an NFL reporter. Oh, that's not good. She's like an overall NFL reporter. Okay, Vrabel's saying it's laughable. They're saying there were other people there. Russini's saying it's not true. Well, she didn't yet. She just made the statement later. And I'm going, okay, well, maybe there's people that are going to talk. Okay, nobody's talking. The photo's a wide shot. There doesn't look to be a person in sight. Okay, that's bad. Vrabel doesn't speak when he gets back on campus, so to speak. He doesn't talk about the upcoming draft. His players go out there and talk first. That's not a good look. Why is he hiding from it? He was quick to tweet about it. And then Diana Russini comes out and she resigns. Her contract's up in June. I'm thinking that's not good. She's saying that it's still like she's not admitting anything here. Then we're seeing all the videos of them over the years where they're just doing casual NFL talks. All that, and it just starts creeping in my brain more and more. Okay, this is getting bad. And then Vrabel comes out and says, I've had some long, tough conversations with my family. Wait, what's so tough about them if you were all just being friends and it was nothing? Okay, this is getting bad. Oh, more pictures came out. Oh, this is from 2020 and you were out doing stuff. Oh my gosh, this is out of control. And then Mike Vrabel, when those pictures came out, says he's going to seek counseling. He needs to be with his family. He's not going to be there for the draft. Diana Russini takes her Twitter down. Son's name's Michael. Wow. This story it turned into like cold, man. This wasn't a one-time fling, apparently.
And, you know, it goes beyond Mike and Mike Russini and I just flipped their names. It goes beyond those two.
What did you say?
It goes beyond that. Like, it hurts all female reporters. It makes them look bad.
Yeah.
Like, women, like, do a great job. But, like, now people are going to, like, look at them.
Oh, you don't even want to.
It's just horrible.
You don't even want to see the comments from trolls, man. Go look at reporters that I follow that just happen to be female, but are very. Like, I think Kay Adams, when she was on Good Morning Football, like, I love Kyle Brandt. I love Schrager. Schrager? I love that show. When she left, it just kept getting worse. And I still like it. It's just not as good as when she was there. But go look at the comments on anything she posts now. Because she's kind of, she has fun talking with players and coaches. And, you know, they go back and forth. And I'm looking at a post and I was like, oh, that's just good information. Oh, I wonder if people are being jerks. And just because my mind went there, and sure enough, the comments are just... And she had nothing to do with any of this. And it's unfortunate, man. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, people are already jerks because you have those people who are like, women and sports, I don't think so.
There are, yes. And, I mean, we could be real here. There are people that are just absolute butt hats.
Yeah.
And they don't go that way.
Well, congratulations. You just proved that she probably knows more about sports than you do, dude. But it's like...
Kay Adams. Big up, says Brady.
It's irritating.
You could admit it. She is attractive. Kay Adams? Yeah, she's an attractive woman. But I liked her content on Good Morning Football. That show was great, and they just kept losing. I think Kyle Brandt's still there, but they just kept losing the team, and it wasn't as good once it happened. Do you think there's any consideration to move on from Mike Vrabel? I asked it Wednesday, and you looked at me like I was an idiot. He's not there for day three of the draft, Mike, and he's been doing this for 6 years. This isn't a one-off.
It's too late.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know how you're going to talk to your players and discipline them, man. Hey, no, he said it starts with me. You've been doing this well before you were the Patriots coach. Now, again, Mike, let's be logical. Let's be fair. Those questions could have, or those pictures from 2020 could have been very innocent. Yes.
Except for the one.
It's a possibility.
He was drunk, he tripped, and he fell into her lips.
Yeah, that's true. They kissed, right? Did I see the photos? They did. They kissed. Never mind. There is not a possibility of that. I take that back. They kissed.
It's like, oh, she looks like my wife. Oops. Completely different than my wife.
Mm-hmm. What a story. What a world. Is that legit? Paige Shiver? You remember that story, the Michigan story? Sharon Moore, the Michigan coach? Big Hub just sent me this. She was on Good Morning America. Is this legit, Big Hub? I never know anymore, dude. I think it's legit. This is from College Sports Only. Paige Shiver told Good Morning America that former Michigan coach Sharon Moore got her pregnant and that their affair was an open secret in the athletic department. Is that legit, Mike? Can you confirm? What is happening? Just stop doing stuff. Just get married and be with that person. Or if you don't want to be with that person, get a divorce and then go do stuff. Like, let's not play games anymore. I've always said it. If you want to be a cheater, don't be a cheater. Just divorce or break up with that person you're with. Okay? It's as easy as that.
The Guardian has it as well. NBC News is reporting something about it as well.
Okay. Just stop. Stop doing stuff. My wife and I are like best friends. We do everything together. We have a child who's on the autistic spectrum, and that has only brought us closer. The idea of ever stepping out on my wife is foreign to me, and I know she feels the same, or she better anyway. Better not be seeing any pictures. If you are that person and you don't have that relationship and you feel like it's time to step out and try something new, then just break it up. Break it up. Because what you're going to do when you're still together, and if you're going to cheat, and then if you're in the limelight and you're famous, you're just going to make it so much worse. These stories just suck. They just suck. Faith, who, on the Shivers thing? Yeah, she's doing an interview with them. She fake cried, stop giving her airtime. She is just as in the wrong as he was. Didn't he break into her house, though?
Yeah, he's more wrong.
Yeah, he's more wrong because he took it to another level. He did something illegal.
He did some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So he's more wrong. But she's
wrong, but he's more wrong because now you're breaking the law. Apparently. Oh man, we're just getting stuff here. Okay, I gotta read. I've been so lost in my nuggets spilled milk here that I'm not getting some of this. These stories you guys are sending me. Okay, yeah, let me take a break. 28 minutes after the hour. I got a lot to talk about. Those are the top stories of the day. We got the clip of the day coming up, too. More in college sports. Smitty posed a question, and I want to get to it. Does Joker want to be here if there is not some kind of assurance that this roster will be better? The series isn't over. It's not over. But once it is, or once the playoffs are done, there is still a question as to whether or not Joker's going to resign. He said he will. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Athletics get the win in 11.
Just how will this season go for the Colorado Rockies? Hear games right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
You know, like Jack Black's version of Hit Me Baby One More Time from Britney Spears?
It's all right. It's better than the original.
It's better than the original. It's pretty good, Mike. Jack Black. Jack Black is like an extremely talented musician.
Nobody knows it.
Well, it's because he does his Tenacious D goofy stuff. If he actually was serious about it, he could be one of the greatest rock guys. Dude, he's got an amazing voice.
He could be a very good rock guy. He wouldn't be one of the greatest.
But I think he'd be pretty damn good if he took it like... It just doesn't seem like he takes... I know he would probably disagree, but he doesn't take it seriously.
No, he doesn't.
No, most of his songs are funny. But if he actually was serious...
I think he likes the Weird Al aspect.
Yeah, he's more in the Weird Al world of things. Faith clarifying said, I mean the cheating part. They're both in the wrong... Yeah, on the Michigan stuff. Yeah, wild. Wildness. Yeah, I saw people like... Why isn't Sharon Moore getting, or why isn't Vrabel getting dragged through like Sharon Moore? Well, first off, Vrabel is getting dragged. It's not, if you have an X account, you know there are not a lot of positives about Mike Vrabel, but he also didn't break a law that we know of at this point in time. So that is a pretty significant difference, Michael. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I want to read Smitty's text from earlier. I didn't get to it. Smitty. Jokic is due to sign another new max contract extension. Yeah, will he sign that deal if he doesn't believe this roster is not capable of more than we saw last night? That's a good question. I mean, you know, I know there's like a theme surrounding Joker that he's this good old guy and, you know, he just wants to be around his family and do the horse thing and basketball is kind of secondary. And it's not really true. He wants to win. If he's going to spend his time doing this, he wants to win. So how important is winning another championship? He said it, Mike. He said it before. I think it was as soon as this year that whether we win another one or not, he wants to be in Denver. So I have nothing to lead me to believe that he would want to go anywhere else in the offseason. I think he very much loves the fact that the media is tame in Denver. I'm not saying media is good. We have great media members in Denver, but they're tame. This isn't New York. This isn't Los Angeles. So I think he's cool with that. His children kind of grew up off and on around Denver, Colorado. And I just don't think Joker is like any other superstar. And I truly believe that. He's not the guy that's like, you better build this roster up or I'm going to get out of here.
That's why he doesn't have a contract with Gatorade.
No, but he did do a Despicable Me thing, and he did the hotel ads for a while.
Yeah, but like he's not super out there in the media, so like people aren't the bigger corporations that want the big flamboyant, like, I'm out there, guys. They're not going to give him money to support them.
Yeah, he doesn't do a lot of that. He's not interested in a lot of that. I'm still not worried about it. It's a good question, though. If this were any other star, I would certainly give that even more thought. But I do think that there's got to be something, man. If you can't survive tomorrow, then this series is done. You know, you're not going to come back, I wouldn't think. If you lose tomorrow, especially the way they lost last night, I don't see them bringing it back to... I mean, maybe they bring it back to Denver and win one, and then you go back to Minnesota and... You'd probably lose it there, I would imagine. I don't know. I'm so confused by what I saw last night, Michael. I'm just confused. I'm scared. I'm confused and scared at what I saw last night. Yeah, no, that's true. Go Poke says, if Joker goes to the Lakers, I worry about you. Oh, yeah, Mike. We turned this show into Star Trek. 3-hour Star Trek show. And I start being a nerd like you and living in a cave. You ready for that? We could really start to break into Star Trek. Smitty says, Jokic doesn't play for the money. He's set for life. He plays for rings. What motivation does he have to grind like he does if the playoffs end like 24 and 25? I'm just basing off what I heard him say. Earlier this year, he was asked, you know, about finishing his career in Denver, and he said, yeah. He went into it. Whether we win another championship, he literally said something along the lines of, whether we win another championship or not, you know, this is where I want to play the rest of my career. Now, that changes. You're in the middle of the season and you're optimistic. You're like, hey, we're rounding it out here. We're going to get in the playoffs. We're going to have a real shot. We're going to get healthy. And then when you lose, especially like they did last night, yeah, things can change. He could change his mind. That is a terrifying prospect. That is a terrifying idea that he could do that. Because he could sign that that contract extension. He didn't sign it last year because like $80 million he left on the table. He would have left on the table. They have him. He signed through next season, and he's got a player option in 27 and 28. Now, obviously, what they would do is sign the contract extension, and it would take him through probably another four or five years. So I still believe he's signing that contract extension, but things can change. And the way a game like last night goes, if that happens again and then again, you're going to have realistic conversations, I suppose. It's not far-fetched. But based on what he said, he loves it here whether they win or not. But if you lose in a frustrating way, if the next two games go like they did last night, Michael, I think you'd be kind of foolish not to have those thoughts of, hey, is this really... Is Kroenke, is the offices of Tenzer and Wallace, are they really going to build this team the way we need to sustain success and to get ourselves back into real championship window talks? It was a week ago they were still considered one of the contenders. I think Ernie on the Peacock crew, are they Peacock now? Where are they? ESPN? They were doing their finals picks. And, you know, Ernie at least had the Nuggets. They just said who's going to the finals. I think Ernie was one of them. But things change in a playoff series pretty quickly, Mike. Well, yes, Michael.
Let me gather my thoughts together because I want to ask this question.
Okay. This must be a pretty good question.
It's not a pun. Okay. Just to be clear, it's not a pun.
Is it something that's going to make me annoyed?
I don't want to say yes.
So it probably will. Maybe one of those things we don't say? You were ready to go, and then you thought better of it.
Maybe I'll ask it off the air first.
Okay. 39 minutes after the hour, what did Jamal Murray have to say about last night's game? What did DA have to say about Joker's performance? We'll hear from both of them coming up on that when we return. Keep it here on the whole show. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 AFKS.
Now, the positive part of my brain with what we saw last night, I mean, Mike, when you miss shots in basketball, which it's basketball, college, pros, some nights you see it. They were getting good shots, Michael. They were getting to the rim in that first period. Nothing was going in. So there is part of me that's like, Denver's not. They were one of the best offensive teams in the league this year, Michael. They're not going to score 11 again in a period. But I also said, you know, Joker and Jamal aren't going to go 2 of 12 in the fourth either. When you start to add that and then what happened last night together, okay, we're having a bunch of if they do, they're not going to do that again ever. Well, are they going to find a different way? They might end up scoring 125 points in game four. But maybe Minnesota scores 135.
Or maybe the Nuggets score 135 and Minnesota scores 125.
That's true. Thank you. Yeah, that is a scenario.
Which is going to happen, I put my guarantee stamp on it.
You're
guaranteeing the score itself.
You're guaranteeing the Nuggets win tomorrow night?
I guarantee the Nuggets win tomorrow night.
I don't know if this is a good sign or a bad sign, because your Rockies picks have been kind of up and down. Boy, the Rockies.
Now, look, basketball is a better sport than baseball.
I tend to agree, but I like watching baseball.
Baseball is one crowd interference call from being knocked down again.
What?
Like when you have like a home run, no, it's a crowd interference.
No, that's the dumb take. The Rockies were up 8-4.
Oh, my God.
They were up 8-4 last night, Michael. And
I texted you guys if the Rockies lose this. I don't remember what I said, but like I would have been really pissed.
They were up 8-4.
And then 4-1, 5-1 run.
Yeah.
5-0 run.
Yeah. Victor Vodka Vodnik gave up 5 runs. And that's
shameful.
Yeah. The Padres went 10-8. What is it about the Padres, man? Our 11th win was staring us right in the face and couldn't do it. That was a rough go. I mean, you score 8 runs like that. And the pitching's been pretty good this year. How good is the Padres closer, Mason Miller? He is a 6'5", 200-pound relief pitcher that is damn near perfect.
Holy moly, that guy's good.
He's had 27 strikeouts this year. His ERA, you know what his ERA is, Michael?
What era is that?
0.00. He doesn't give up runs. He barely gives up hits. I mean, it is ridiculous how good he is. You know how many hits he's given? Take a guess. Hey, he's pitched how many innings? He's pitched 12 innings because he's a closer, so he's coming in the ninth. 12 innings. In 12 innings, how many hits do you think he's given up? Just take a guess. 12 innings, how many hits?
I want to say 12, but I'm going to bring it down to 2.
3.
I was close.
He comes out with the corn song. The one that's like, "Are you ready?" Oh, it's so cool. I love when you can have an awesome closing pitcher and they come out with their own music.
If I was a baseball player, I'd have just the weirdest song.
I know you would.
Just so everybody would have to hear
it. I know you
something
would.
Very, very, very Scandinavian and metal.
Well, but he comes out to that, and there were some people who are like, "This is there are kids here, and this is heavy metal." No, yeah,
it wouldn't
pumps
be
you
lyrics
up.
To it.
Well, they do like the "Are you ready?" It's awesome. It's really cool. I don't do it justice. 12:48 time. I do want to hear from David Adelman on Joker's Night. Also, Jamal Murray on what needs to change in order for the Nuggets to get back in the series now. It's not take control of the series anymore. It's get back in the series. We'll go over that in the final hour of the show. Clip of the day is coming up, too. You won't want to miss this one. Very interesting stuff. Keep it here on the whole show. We'll be right back.
Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
.12:54 the time. I want to shout out to the Eaton Country Club. Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course resides in Eaton at the Eaton Country Club. They sport some of the best greens in Northern Colorado, and we know that golf can get pricey. Check this out for some of the youngsters or the youthsters. You won't find a better deal than their junior membership for people 29 years and younger. Sign up for tournaments open to the public. Check it out and get your membership at eatoncc.net. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Yeah, Faith says, I turned from the Rockies game thinking, oh, they got this, looked back, and was quite surprised and disappointed. That was a bummer. That set the tone.
Jinxed him.
That set the tone for the day, though, didn't it? That set the tone. Not for the Avalanche. The Avalanche too good for the Rockies to set any kind of a tone, but it certainly set the tone for what we saw last night in the Nuggets game.
So ultimately, it's Faith's fault. Faith jinxed the Rockies by turning the TV, and the Rockies jinxed. They jinxed the Nuggets.
I think you live in a weird world sometimes, Mike, to be honest with you. Clip of the day, coming up next.
The-
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.